Hi, I'm Christy Wenger, and I'm an assistant professor and the director of the writing program in the English department.
Okay, and you are going to do the first faculty research forum this year. What is your topic?
My topic is actually based on my book that I published in the spring of this year. My book, Yoga Minds, Writing Bodies, Contemplative Writing Pedagogy, talks about how I've used contemplative education to and integrated into my writing classes, particularly my first-year writing classes. So here we're talking about the 101 and 102 classes, in order to provide a more holistic education for students and to recognize the importance of the body and embodied knowledge in the writing process.
So do you have your students do yoga?
I do. So I often have them do yoga and meditate, do other forms of contemplative practice like Tai Chi. I've often here linked with the Yoga First Year Experience class and had a learning community with that class and my class so that students would have a continuity between what they see as a kind of entryway course into their college career and then, of course, this sort of gateway course into their career as college writers so that they're learning cognitive as well as non-cognitive skills that will help them to succeed in college and in life.
What do you find doing this with your classes does for the student?
Well, I think students are first very surprised when I ask them to do yoga or meditate. However, I do try to give them not an overwhelming amount of information, but some of the most recent neuroscientific research that shows that mindfulness and the practice of paying attention and being in the present moment and learning to assess your thoughts non-judgmentally can really help students and help us all to be less reactive to those negative thoughts and be able to start remapping our brains to more positive thinking and also more realistic thinking. So something that most student writers do is ruminate a lot and get trapped in a lot of negative self-talk when they write. I mean, I think all of us as writers do that, but particularly first-year students get trapped in that cycle, and they start thinking they're not good writers, they've never been good writers, they can't write, and then they procrastinate, and that may lead them to just never even turn an assignment in. What I find with introducing them to various techniques of mindfulness, and that's really how I categorize it for my students, is that it helps them to sort of slow that negative process down, and it helps them deal with the anxiety of writing, but also of living.
Have you had students come and tell you this has helped them?
Oh, I've had a lot of students who love it. I've had students, because I offer first-year classes that do this, but then I've offer upper-level classes too, advanced writing, that really focuses on the theory behind mindfulness and engages students in even more practice. And I've had so many students come to me and tell me that ultimately it was the most important thing they learned that year. I've had students who I taught and then came back a couple years later and said that they're still meditating, they're still doing yoga. I've had a lot of male students tell me that they were really grateful for the opportunity to practice yoga because previously they had stereotyped it into something that was just for females. And because I ask them to try this new thing out and create hopefully a safe space for them to do that in, they do it and then they realize that, you know, this isn't just this female athletic thing that sometimes American society casts it as. But yeah, and I've had students tell me that it helped with their depression, it helped with their anxiety, and all of these things, again, I think we're foolish to ignore because they're all factors that ultimately contribute to the success or failure of our students, all of our students.
And as a professor teaching writing, have you seen improvement in the writing as a result of this, do you think?
I mean, it's really hard to quantify. Now, this is the subject of my book. I look at case studies and I look at how students' attitudes and behaviors and particularly the metacognition about writing changes. So I'm really much more interested in, instead of looking, do I think their grades are improving, which perhaps, I'm really interested in, are they learning more metacognitive skills and are they better able to express what they're learning, why that's important, how they're changing? And that's one of the things that my research shows me time and again, that students who develop a habit of mindfulness and practice it through things like yoga and meditation, that they are able to develop metacognitively much faster and show sort of more self-awareness of what it is they're learning and how they're learning it, and in doing so, sort of linking their body and their brain back together, which becomes a real liberating move for them.